Well, it would appear as though this sell-off in the Eurozone has got everybody a little bit spooked here in the U.S. Some are thinking that the sell-off, and I'm in this camp, is probably going to continue a little bit different than sell-offs we've seen in the past. Number one, it's much more broad-based. That, by the way, is a good thing. It shows some conviction about valuations and sell-off, which is going to be good for a correction kind of thing and healthy for the markets. Europe supposedly is looking at 50,000 new cases. And that has to lead to people here wondering if it is coming here to America. It certainly could. But keep in mind, if that is the reason we see a sell-off, and if we continue to see this sell-off like that, it is going to be short-lived. These are emotional reasons and reasons beyond the control of markets and has little to do with the fundamentals and the foundational things of markets. I may buy into a dip if it gets severe enough, but I wouldn't be buying in to a particular sell-off that is happening right now. Just stand pat with where you are and what you have. Don't get overly concerned or worried. There will be opportunities to maybe dollar cost average in or buy some new positions. So there is a lot of geopolitical events, the Supreme Court nominee, a lot of anxieties in and around the election that certainly is playing on it in the sense that the behavior of people is, you know what, with all this going on, I might as well just sell and get out and we'll see what happens. Just hang tight. Don't buy. Don't buy into this dip. Let's buy in, better yet, to a resurgence rally that will be happening, hopefully. So we'll see in a few hours.